Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim. We've been learning the Sugah Bein Ma'ariv and Simcha B'Simcha. This is the 12th Shiur, and the Yesodah Devarim we saw was that the problem with getting married on the Moed is not mitzad the marriage, that you're staring the Simcha of the marriage, because the Simcha of the marriage can go along with Simcha Samoed, as long as you're not focused on another girl, focused on this girl. On the Moed, everything is fine. Shenkein Simcha Samoed, the marriage, the problem is the marriage stares the Simcha Samoed. Then you're focused on the girl and not on the Simchas Moed. In any event, we were Marich, like I said, the 12th Shir, we've said a lot already, and now we're going Vayter. We'd like to be Miyashiv Hashmatas HaRambam, where the Rambam omits the Heter to get married on Erev HaMoed. This isn't where you're allowed to get married Erev HaMoed. Why does the Rambam omit that? The Turei Evin in Chagiga asks a Kasha, a very stark Kasha, an Eisen Kasha, a Kusha Kasha Kabalzah. The Mishnah says in Beitza 36b, that there are certain things that are usher to do on Yom Tov because of Rishus. What does it mean, Rishus? It means that it's Karov L'Mitzvah. We should have been Madir Alts Mitzvah, Karov L'Mitzvah. But we asser it, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. What are they? So the Gemara's examples are Lo Donim, you're not allowed to judge, Lo Makach, you're not allowed to be Makach, you're not allowed to judge, Lo Miyabmin, you're not allowed to do Yibum. So you see that you're not allowed to do Yibum, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, it's a Shavuos. The Gemara says Shema Yichtov. It's Karav L'Mitzvah to do Yibum, but it's right, it's Mamasha Mitzvah. The Gemara explains why it's not. In this particular instance, somebody else should better do it. But Al Kopanim, it's a Shavuos, you might come to right. But you see in the Mishnah Moed Kadin, it's not like the Mishnah Moed Kadin. Moed Kadin says, an Isser Gomer to get married to do Yibum on the Regel. So how can the Mishnah here say that to do Yibam on the Regel and the Yamtif is only an Isser Derabban and Shem Yichtov? The Gemara in the Mishnah Moed Kadin says it's an Isser Gomer to do Yibam on the Moed. Like all the reasons brought in the Gemara. So in the that's one Kasha. Number two, that goes in Rei Baruch and the Turei Evin asks the Kasha that the Mishnah Beitza, you see that it's more of an Isser on Shabbos. It says that it's all these things said on Yamtif, Kavachomer, B'Shabbos. But we see in the Moed Kadin Adarav, it's more of an Isser on Yom Tov, because it has all of the reasons that the Gemara gives. Why it's Asur Dafka on Yom Tov. So it's more Asur on Yom Tov than it is on Shabbos. Shabbos is only Mishum Shavuos. So why does the Mishnah say that it's more Asur on Yom Tov? So the Turei Evin is Matarits, but the Nafka Minin is Gzeira is Klapi the first night of Yom Tov. That'll be the first night of Yom Tov. That there's no mitzvah simcha. So all there is a gzeira. So on the first night of Yom Tov, there's no mitzvah simcha. The Gemara says there's no simcha. And the Mishnah says, b'nei shesimcha hilo. But on the first night of Yom Tov, there is no simcha. So the b'nei shesimcha hilo doesn't apply. So Mela, that's when it's more Usar on Shabbos. And that's when you need to come on to the Gzeira. That you're not allowed to get married on Yom Tov Mishum Shavuos. Because there's no Simcha, so the reason is Menesha Simcha Hilo, and all the reasons given by the Gemara, do not apply. So that's the answer that it's talking about in the Mishnah and Beitza. It's talking about the night Lel Yom Tov Richa. So, Fragdah goes in Rebaruch, I don't understand. Unfortunately, more that you're allowed to get married in Erev HaRegel. Erev HaMoed, why? Because the Iker Simcha is Chad Yomo. Right, the reason of Eim Arv and Simcha B'Simcha, it's not going to be in the Tarovus of Simchas, because the Iker Simcha is the first day, but on Lil Yom Tov, that the one day is going to be include tomorrow Yom Tov, where there's a Chi of Simcha, it's Asum Yitzad Adim, and Eish Simcha Hilo. And Eim Arv and Simcha B'Simcha, how does the Torah even say that it's mutter in such a case on Lil Yom Tov, if not for the Gzeir, it should be Aser. Because the first day is Simcha. The first day is the Iker Simcha is on the first day, so the night includes the first day. So it should be Aser, it's just as Aser night on Yom Tov because of the Mishnah Moed Kadin, as it is by day. Because the first day is Aser, B'nei Shesimcha Yila. The Iker Simcha is the first day. So again, we come back to the Stiras. How does that stem with the Mishnah and Beitza? Mishnah Beis says that it's only Mishum Gzeira, Shavuos. The Mishnah Moed Katan says that it's also make rid of Bnei Shesimchi Lo, and telling me that it's talking about where you when get married at night, the first night of Yom Tov, then it's only Mishum Shuas, and it's not Bnei Shesimchi Lo. It's not true, because the Ikar Simcha is in the first day, so if you get married at night, it spills over to the next day also. And that's also make a Adin. So what's this Turei Evans Teretz saying? It's talking about Leil Yom Tov Rishon. It's the Hashver Teretz. As Lefit Vareinu, Ulai Yesh Li Hashev Et Varav, even though he should have really explained more, and he didn't, with Tzarech Iyun. Aval Anachnu Nomar Kacha, Nenaseh Kacha, Lahatim Et Varav. Shebemet, Hayamokom Godol Loimar, Sheklapei Din Simchas HaRegel, שעדיין לא חל עליו חיוב השמחו, לא ישייך לאסור ליסו בורי ערב הרגל מצד חיוב שמחו דידי. There would be room to say that vis-a-vis the din of simchas haregel, that the chiyuv simcha hasn't yet been chal, it's not shayich to aser to get married on the erev haregel because of his chiyuv simcha. שהרי עכשיו אין את הרגל. וכשהגיע הרגל, ממילא הוא במציל ששמחס הרגל אין למקום, אלא באופן של עירוב. והלוי חושב מבט על שמחס הרגל. So, we're talking about now this whole Indian of getting married in Erev HaRegel. Why is it okay to get married in Erev HaRegel? Because the Iker Simcha is on the first day. And therefore, by the time the regal comes around, there's not going to be a problem of ma'arv and simcha b'simcha anymore. But there's room to say that vis-a-vis the din of simchas haregel, simchas haregel hasn't yet been chal. So therefore, you should be allowed to get married. An erev haregel, you can't ask her to get married an erev haregel because of his chi of simcha. On the regal, because there's no regal yet. And the regal comes, memele he's been mitzius, that the only way the simchas haregel is going to be happening is bofen shel erev, you're going to be married with the simcha of your wife. And that's not considered mevatel simchas haregel. It's like meikar adin, you're allowed to be maflik b'sfina b'erev Shabbos. Because there's no chiyuv Shabbos yet, this is a whole sugi in and of itself. Ein kan mekoymei. Ela shekushis hagemorehi, so therefore you should be able to get married in erev haregel. The Kashya of the Gemara is that in the Havamina the Gemara was learning that even Klapei Simchas Nisuin, there's an Inyan of Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha. And that's how the Meiri learned. That in the Havamina, as we discussed in a previous year, the Gemara was learning that even Klapei Simchas HaNisuin, in other words, the problem is not only that the Nisuin is going to Shter Simchas Yamtiv, in the Havamina, we were concerned that Simchas Yomtiv is going to shter Simchas HaNisuin. That's how the Gemara held in the Havamina. And you have to be happy in the Nisuin with the Nisuin. Mitzad Mitzvah HaNisuin v'lo machmas m'simcha acheres. And therefore you're not allowed to get married in Erev HaRegel. Why? Because now when you get married, you're Mischayiv in Zayin Yamim. When you get married in Erev HaRegel, you can't have Zayin Yemei Nisuin without Erev Simcha. So therefore it should be Aser. Because you're not going to be properly celebrating your Simchas Nisuin. You're not going to be properly celebrating your Simchas Nisuin. Why not? Because there's going to be a tarovus of the yomtiv. Once there's this tarovus of yomtiv, so that's going to shter your simchas hanisuin. So again, that's the havamin of the gemara. The havamin of the gemara is, and we saw this in a previous year, in the havamin, the gemara was thinking in moed katan that you're not allowed to get married. Erev HaRegel, because the marriage is gonna, the 7 days are gonna spill over into Yom Tov, and it's gonna shter your Simchas Nisuin. And only in the Teretz of the Gemara, what was the Teretz of the Gemara? Teretz of the Gemara was that the Ikar Simcha is only one day. So what was Mischadish in the Teretz of the Gemara? What was Mischadish was that the Nidon in mixing Simcha b'Simcha is not mitzad ha-pegiyah b'chi of Simcha sanesuin. The problem is not that you're going to shter simchas nesuin, because you're also happy out the yamtiv. Because your simchas nesuin, you have a chiyuv of simchas nesuin all 7 days, and then the yamtiv is going to come around, and the yamtiv is going to impede that. So in the Teretz of the Gemara, what was mischadish is that's not the problem. Issue is not Simchas HaNesuin. What's the issue? The issue is Klapei Simchas Yomtiv. Again, that's what we stressed in the previous year. That it's the primary issue is Simchas Yomtiv. Simchas Nesuin, Shter Simchas Yomtiv. And the Gemara's Teretz is that it's not a problem. Why not? Because it's only the first day. Only the first day is Misarivim Simchas Yomtiv. That the only the first day is the Ikra Simcha is the first day, only that's going to shter Simchas Yomtiv. Ulefize belavach yein kol iser machma simcha di yomtiv, kol shedayin lo chal achiv shel Simchas Yomtiv. And if it's only the first day, then anyway it's not a problem, because there's no chiv yet of Simchas Yomtiv. Right, because if Yantiv hasn't started, there's no Simchas Yantiv problem yet, that you're staring Simchas Yantiv. So when the Gemara says that the Ikar Simchas Yantiv is one day, and therefore it's not a problem, that you're going to have Erev Simcha B'Simcha, that it's going to stare your Simchas Yantiv, that's true. But that's not the only, it happens to be true. The Gemara is not telling it, said it's not true, it's true. But anyway, it's not a problem, because it's Simchas Yomtiv hasn't yet been chal. And also the Gemara had to say the Ikar Simchas Chad Yomit to answer the other Amoraim. It's also not only Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. There's Mishum Bitul Pir V'Rivia. There's Mishum Tircha. So we needed that for the other Amoraim as well. Akopanim, as far as the Teretz of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, that Ikar Simchas Chad Yoma, so that happens to be true, but as far as the reason Vein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha is concerned, it doesn't matter, because when you're getting married in Erev Yomtiv, so Yomtiv hasn't yet come. So you have no Sechiv B'Simchas Yomtiv yet, so you don't have to worry about it staring at Simchas Yomtiv. It's not a Chiv yet. So you're just getting married now, and Yomtiv isn't your problem. You do what you have to do now. As nimtzed el ma'ase lefi ha'mevu'ar b'terutz ha'gemara, gam b'leil yomtiv. That even on, so it comes out according to the Teretz of the Gemara, that even on leil yomtiv, where that it's still the first day of the nesuin, if there's no chiv of simcha v'yomtiv, it's mutter. In other words, for the same reason that it's mutter on Erev Yomtiv, it's also going to be mutter on the first night, on Laila Rishon. Why? Because this the chiv of Simchas Yomtiv hasn't yet started. It hasn't yet come around. So therefore, you're allowed to do what you want to do. What you have to do, you get married. And Yomtiv is going to come later, but that's not your problem now. And then when Yomtiv comes, the only way to celebrate it is b'boif and shel ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. That's not your problem, because when you got married, it wasn't yet Yomtiv. And that's what the Turei Evin says, that B'chai Gavna, it would be mutter, it would be get mutter to get married on the night of Yomtiv, on the first night. If not for the Gzeira Midrabonon. However, we have to add that it says in the Mishnah that a person is allowed to be machzir his grusha. Now, if the iser is mitzat dina de simchas hanesuin, if the iser is mitzat dina simcha de simchas hanesuin, now that we're concerned that the simchas yamtiv is going to shter simchas hanesuin, so why is machzir grusha so different than any other woman? If you have a chi of simcha with your grusha, so why is she any different than any other woman that you're allowed to take her back on the yamtiv and you're not allowed to marry a different woman? If it's mitzat simchas hanesuin, that's the problem of ein marvin simcha b'simcha. So it must therefore be in the fact that you're allowed to be machzir grusha, so that it's fakert, as we've been discussing. If you're allowed to be machzir grusha, so then the reason that you're not allowed to get married on the moed must be because simchas hamoed, and taking the grusha isn't such a great simcha, so it's not going to share simchas hamoed. So you already see that it's mitzat simchas hamoed. So then what was the Gemara's kasha? Gemara's the kasha, how are you allowed to get married erev haregel? Because the Gemara was assuming in the kasha that it's megin simchas hanesuin, that we're afraid the moed is going to shter simchas hanesuin. So how can you get married in erev haregel? It's going to spill into the yantif, and the yantif is going to shter the simcha. It's arum shezeh lo kacha, because the Mishnah says you can be machzir grushasa, so it's obviously not mitzad the nesuin, that the yantif is going to shter the nesuin. It's mitzad that the nesuin is going to shter the yantif. The nesuin is going to impede the simchas yantif. So therefore, it's no kasha. Right? Because, in other words, in the Teretz, right, that's what we were mitaretz. We were mitaretz that it's mitzad the simchus, that the nesuin's gonna, we had to get to the Teretz to say that we're concerned that the nesuin is gonna shter simchus yamtiv. That the problem is simchus yamtiv. You don't want simchus yamtiv to be impaired. But we don't have to come onto the Teretz to say that. We already knew that from the Mishnah that it's mitzad simchas hamoed. So what was the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara asked the kasha, well, how are you allowed to get married in Erev HaRegel? What's the kasha? We know that it's mitzad. We know that it's not mitzad simchas hanesuin. It's mitzad simchas haregel. In Erev Yontif, the regel hasn't yet come around. So what was the Gemara Bechlal asking? We know that it's mitzad the regel because you're allowed to be machzir grushasa. So we know that the problem is that the nesuin's going to share the regel, not that the regel is going to share the nesuin. So what was the Gemara's kasha? Get married in Erev Yontif. Why are you allowed to get married in Erev Yontif? What's the problem with getting married in Erev Yontif? Yontif hasn't come around yet. And we're concerned with sharing Yontif, but that's not our problem right now. Right now he's in to get married. Let him get married. What was the Gemara's kasha? So we have to say that since he can't be mekayim now, his din simcha of being with her, therefore, the days of her simcha are going to be pushed off until after the regel. In other words, the Gemara was assuming that when the Mishnah says that you are not allowed, that you are allowed to take back your grusha on yamtiv, the problem is, the yamtiv is going to shter the simchas hanesuin. So the answer is that it is because you're worried about the simchas nesuin. Not like we said before. We said before, a moment ago, we said that it's not a problem mitzad the fact that you're allowed to take back your grusha. It must not be a problem mitzad the simchas hanesuin, because yamtiv shter simchas hanesuin. So how are you allowed to take back your grusha? So the answer is no. We are concerned with simchas hanesuin, but you're allowed to take back your grusha because you're going to just push off the simcha until after yamtiv. You're going to be happy with the grusha after yamtiv, so it's not a problem. So you can marry her on the yamtiv because the marriage isn't going to shter simchas yamtiv because it's not such a great simcha. Not a problem mitzad the yantiv. And it's not a problem mitzad the nesuin. The Gemara says, what about the nesuin? The answer is you'll celebrate afterwards. You could celebrate, you can have your 7 days with her afterwards. That's what the Gemara is assuming. And that's like the Rambam writes, Legabei Nosei Shtei Nashim, right? You're allowed to marry two women on the same day and then just have 7 separate days with each of them. Be joyous with each of them for 7 separate days. And it's only if you get married to a new wife on the regel. So again, maybe you could push off being happy with her. It's not going to shter the simcha of being with her, because you could be with her after the regel, but it's going to shter simchas haregel. The simchas ishto is going to impede simchas haregel. And therefore it's aser. But if somebody gets married before the regel, so that's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha is, let them get married before the regel, and these 7 days have already been chal. You can't push them off. So now the 7 days of Simcha of Nisun have already been chal. Aye, the Yantav is going to shter Simchas HaNisun. So as far as Simchas HaRegel goes, you can't get married on the Regel, because that's going to shter Simchas, because the Nisun is going to shter Simchas HaRegel. But what about getting married before the Regel? And if you get married before the Regel, then the Chiv of the Regel hasn't yet come around. So you can do what you want to do. You can get married. But the problem is that if you get married on Erev HaRegel, then the 7 days of Simcha already started. And now the Simchas HaNisuin is going to shter Simchas HaRegel. And now, Fakert, the Simchas HaRegel is going to shter Simchas HaNisuin. We're not worried about the Regel because you got married before. You got married when you were permitted to get married. So we're not worried about the Simchas HaRegel. We're worried about an Erev HaRegel is Simchas HaNisuin. We're worried about an Erev HaRegel is Simchas HaNisuin, because now that this Nisuin is going to spill over, the 7 days are going to spill over into Yantiv. They were already Chal. It was already chalos, so you have to have 7 days, so it can't be pushed off. When you get married, the grusha on the regel. So just push off your simcha till afterwards. So yes, we're worried about the simcha sanasun being shtered, so then just do it afterwards and everything is fine. And we're not worried about simcha saregel, because the joy of getting married a grusha isn't so great. So what then are we worried about? We're worried about marrying a woman. We're worried about marrying a new wife. If you marry a new wife on the regel, that is going to be a great simcha, and that's going to shter simchas haregel, so that you can't do. But you can get married before, and if you get married before, then the regel hasn't come around yet, so we're not worried about simchas haregel. But what are we worried about? We're worried about simchas hanisuin, because now it's going to spill over into the regel, and then simchas hanisuin is going to be impeded. It's going to be vatal the simcha of the nisuin. And so what was the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz was, no. The ikar simcha of the nisuin is only 1 day. Which means that only 1 day is there going to be a great enough simcha that's going to be mevatel simchas haregel. But all 7 days you have to have simchas hanisuin. So what about Simchas HaRegel being Mevatel Simchas HaNisuin? The answer is we're obviously not concerned with that. We're not concerned with Simchas HaRegel being Mevatel Simchas Nisuin, because it's not a stira. Because you can have Simchas Nisuin together with Simchas HaRegel. So we turn it on its head. Originally we thought we were concerned with Simchas HaRegel being Mevatel Simchas HaNisuin. But it turns out that Simchas HaRegel can't be Mevatel Simchas HaNisuin. Because you're allowed to get married before you're allowed to get married in Erev HaRegel. You're allowed to get married in Erev HaRegel. So why? What about the 7 days of happiness? So as far as this Nisuin being Mevatel Simchas HaRegel, it's not happening because it's Erev HaRegel. And the Ikar Simchas is 1 day. But what about the Regel being Mevatel Simchas HaNisuin? The Simchas is not going to be so strong of the Nisuin that it's going to be Mevatel Simchas HaRegel. But the Simchas HaRegel is going to be Mevatel Simchas HaNisuin. So how's that permitted? And the answer is it's permitted because Simchas HaRegel is Mevatel Simchas HaNisuin. They can go hand in hand. You could be happy with the Nisuin, with the girl, through the Regel. So HaKoponim, we have a Raya Mukhrachas from the Gemara that you're doicha simcha zayin yemei hanesuim b'nei simcha acheres, that you would push off the simcha of the grusha till after yamtiv. That's what was learning in the Mishnah. That's the way the Gemara is learning in the Mishnah, that you're gonna be happy with your grusha in the havamina, which we don't reject. That in meaning, in the principle is correct. That you could push off your simcha with your new grusha, with the grusha that you take back, you could push it off until after yantiv. So that's a source that you can also marry two women, and then push off the simcha of one for the other. So the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam has a makor from the Gemara. They are allowed to marry two women. So this is the makor. So again, in the Havamin of the Gemara, what was the Gemara thinking? The Gemara was thinking that we're worried that the Simchas HaRegel is going to shtir Simchas HaNesuman. That's the Gemara thought. And therefore the Gemara asked, so how are you allowed to get married Erev HaRegel? The Regel is going to come and impede Simchas HaNesuman. And the Terah to the Gemara is not a problem. And the reason that it's not a problem is because the Nesuin isn't bothered by the Regel. You're happy with your wife through the Regel. You're enjoying Yantar with your wife. That's not a stira. So what then is the problem? What then is the problem then of getting married on Yantif? So before Yantif, it's not a problem. What then is the problem of getting married on Yantif? Now that we turn, now we understand that the problem is that the Simchas Nesuin is going to share the Simchas Yamtif. That's the problem, that the Simchas Nesuin is going to share the Simchas Yamtif. And that doesn't apply to a Grusha because the Simcha isn't such a great Simcha. But it does apply to a new wife because there it's a great Simcha. So if you get married on the Regel, then that Simchas HaNesuin is going to share Simchas HaRegel. So therefore you can't get married on the Regel to a new wife. Why do we have to just come on to in the Torah to the Gemara to the understanding that we're worried about the Simchas HaNesuin sharing Simchas HaRegel? We already know that from the fact that you're allowed to be Machzir Grushaso. The fact that you're allowed to be Machzir Grushaso, it must be that we're worried about Simchas HaNesuin sharing Simchas HaRegel, and Machzir Grushaso isn't such a great Simcha. So Mamele, you're allowed to be Machzir Grushaso, but if the concern was that Simchas HaRegel is going to share Simchas HaNesuin, then why would be Machzir Grushaso be Mutter? So we already knew in the Mishnah this Yisod that the problem is that we're worried about the Simchas Nesuin being Mevatel Simchas HaRegel. So the answer is no. If you would have just read the Mishnah, you would have said, you know why you're allowed to be Machzir Grushaso? You're allowed to be Machzir Grushaso because you're going to be happy with her after the Regel. You're gonna rejoice with her after the Regel. Yes, you need 7 days, and yes, Yomtiv does shter Simchas Nesuin, but you have your 7 days. Maybe you're gonna have your 7 days afterwards. And what's the problem with getting married on the Regel? But so that you see that there is, so in the Mishnah there still is a problem of the Simchas Yomtiv being mevatel Simchas HaNesuin. And why then is it usher to marry a new wife? It's usher to marry a new wife because the simcha is so great on the first day. That's going to be mevatel simchas yamtiv. But we're assuming now that when he takes back his grusha, they can just push that off till after yamtiv. They can push off the simcha till after yamtiv, and that's not therefore not going to be mevatel the Simchas Yamtiv. They'll just push it off afterwards. And this is a makor that you're allowed to marry two women, and you can have in the same day and have simcha with them separately. So in the meantime, we still don't know that it's only a problem of Simchas Nesuin being Bevatel Simchas HaRegel. But that Simchas HaRegel is not Bevatel Simchas Nesuin. So then the Gemara says, so then how are you allowed to get married in Erev HaRegel? When you get married in Erev HaRegel, so there's no problem mitzad the regel, because it's Erev HaRegel, the regel hasn't come around yet. So you're allowed to do what you have to do. And you can marry this woman, just like you're allowed to marry her on the night of the regel when there's no chiyuv simcha. So as far as the regel goes, we're not worried. But we are worried, says the Gemara, about, the Gemara is asking, what about the simchas nesuin? The regel is going to be mevat to simchas nesuin, that's already been chal. And once it was already chal, it already took place in Erev HaRegel, now you can't push it off anymore. Now it's going to spill into Yom Tov. And to that, the Gemara answered, no, it's not a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because the Ikar Simcha is only one day. What does it mean the Ikar Simcha is only one day? It means that the whole problem is that the Simcha of the Nisuin is going to be Mevatel Simcha HaRegel. So on the first day, that's the Ikar Simcha. So that Simcha is going to be Mevatel Simcha HaRegel. That's why you can't get married on the Yantiv. But Erev Yantiv, you can get married. Because that's not Mevatel Simcha HaRegel, because it's not around yet. What about the regel being mevatel simchas nesuin, that the Gemara is mechadish now is not a problem at all. The regel can't be mevatel. The regel is not mevatel simchas nesuin. Simchas nesuin, simchas regel, hand in hand. You're happy with your new wife on the regel. You enjoy the regel with your wife. So simchas haregel is not mevatel simchas nesuin. That was our concern. We're not worried about the regel when you get married in Erev Yom Tov because the regel hasn't come around yet. What about the Simchas Nesuin? The regel is going to be mevatel Simchas Nesuin. So what's the teretz? No, the regel is not going to be mevatel Simchas Nesuin because regel and Simchas Nesuin go hand in hand. Meaning, as far as Simchas Nesuin is concerned, you can be happy with your wife and the regel. You're enjoying the regel with your wife. That's not a steer at all, and that's why you're allowed to get married in Erev Yom Tov. So get married on Yom Tov itself, you can't do because that's going to steer Simchas HaRegel. You're going to forget about the regel and you're going to be with the girl. Be focused on the girl. So that's the problem. But as far as forgetting about the girl and being focused on the regel, that's not the problem. We don't have a problem with that. You're not going to do that. You're going to enjoy the regel with the girl. And therefore, it's not a steer at all. And that's why you're allowed to get married Erev HaRegel. Because yeah, it's going to spill over. The 7 days are going to spill over into the regel. But it doesn't matter. Because you're still going to be happy with the girl. So you're good on both ends. Now, Maskanas HaGemara, you're not worried about Simchas HaRegel being Vatel Simchas HaNesuin. They go hand in hand. You're not worried about Simchas HaNesuin Vatel Simchas HaRegel. It's only going to happen on the first day. Not fight there. So we explain Shat in the Turei Evan, how he says that you're allowed to get married on the Laila Rishon. That's the Nafkamina of the Gemara in Beitza, the Mishnah in Beitza. That it's only Asur Midrabban on the night Laila Rishon. And it's Asur Mi'ikar Adin, that's the Gemara in the Mishnah in Moed Kadin. On the Yom, but there it's talking about in Beitza it's talking about the night. And we explain Shat in the Gemara, how the Havimina switched around, to the Maskana, the Havimina to the Maskana, what the problem is. And there's a Tosefis that had Dvarim Mamish Mukhrachim, and we have a smach for this in the Yerushalmi. So please stay tuned, and B'li Neder we will continue, and then we'll explain why the Rambam omitted this din, then Mutter Lisa Isha Beregel. So we have a lot of exciting Torah to learn. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. I hope it was clear. And if it wasn't, then you can always feel free to contact me, and I will hopefully try to explain more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.